There's been a lot of anxiety recently about what the arrival of refugees could mean for countries around the world. Elsewhere on Morning Edition, you'll hear stories about controversies over what Denmark is now proposing. And here in the U.S., there's that worry too. But in Clarkston, the Georgia town that has been a hub for refugees for ages, there's a story of a grocery store owner who decided to embrace the newcomers. As Stephanie Stokes reports, he had to.
Here's what the Clarkston thrift town looked like when Bill Mellinger bought it in 1990.
It was completely American. It was an American grocery store.
The small 10-aisle supermarket from the 70s was well-stocked with things like Hamburger Helper, Jif peanut butter, and Campbell's soup. Mellinger had just come from a long career with a grocery chain, Winn-Dixie. This was the kind of food he figured would sell. But it didn't.
Sales started going down.
And then?
They kept getting worse and worse.
Within 3 years, the store's sales had dropped by a third.
We were trying everything we could think of. We're just trying to run it like a Winn-Dixie, and it just wasn't working.
That's because Clarkston was changing. It had lost half of its white population, and more were leaving. The town was designated as a resettlement site for refugees. Many of the first were Vietnamese.
We knew there were a lot of refugees in the neighborhood. None of them were shopping with us.
With his business on the brink, Mellinger realized he had to change that. He started driving out to Asian stores on Buford Highway.
Just would walk around the store and try to see what they were putting in their buggies. I'd grab it and put it in my buggy, bring it back here and try to sell it.
That sort of worked. He did better when he hired a Vietnamese cashier. She showed him the food items she wanted. Soon, her friends and family began shopping there. Mellinger did the same with other refugees who came from Bosnia and Croatia in the 90s. And a few years later,
things were turning around. We were getting a good refugee business. We still had a fairly decent American base. And we finally started making a little profit, which was none too soon.
Now, the walls of the Clarkston thrift town serve a couple dozen nationalities. In one corner, you'll find Nepali spices. In another, West African cooking oil. Much of it, Mellinger says, they have to pick up themselves. It makes a difference to the people, whether from Congo, Iraq, or Bhutan, who end up in Clarkston, a city they don't know, without a car, says Jenny Shin, an employee.
It's very convenient for them to come to one store and then get everything they need in the same place. So he adjusted to that, and you know, he makes sure he's got everything what they need.
If Mellinger doesn't, the employees, who are almost all refugees now, let him know. Shin once suggested some snacks that her family from Myanmar likes to eat. And he stocked them, she says.
It just gives you a sense of security, like knowing that, you know, like there's people that are willing to change for your countries and like change their way of business.
This willingness to change isn't unique to Thrift Town, according to Peter Larkin, president of the National Grocers Association. It's how independent grocers manage to hold on to a quarter of retail grocery sales nationally, he says.
They have the ability to understand who is coming in and out of their store every day, and are able to adapt and reflect their customer base. I think the Thrift Town example is a perfect example of how that happens in communities throughout the United States.
This flexibility, Larkin says, gives small supermarkets an edge over larger chain stores. It's true for Mellinger. Kroger, Publix, Walmart, they don't affect him. Serving a refugee community, though, does require a special level of change. The people Mellinger originally geared his store to, Vietnamese, Bosnians, they've mostly moved out of Clarkston. But others always take their place, Mellinger says.
We just had a huge influx of people from Burma and Nepal, and I'm told the next is going to be from Syria. And the refugee agencies are letting us know when this is happening and what we need to have. So we should be prepared when that happens.
Mellinger says adjusting to the conflicts that have disrupted people's lives around the world keeps him pretty busy. And Thrift Town's shelves reflect that. Stephanie Stokes, WABE News.
And you can check out stories and interviews from the WABE Newsroom by visiting our website, wabe.org.